Hello, everyone. This is Marvin Lusky.
Hi, Dr. Lusky.
Good morning. Okay. I'm just going to say a few things about this morning, my conversation with the young athletes, and then I will be open to taking your questions. But I do want to refer you to the fact that there is on the web the full report that I had presented to the chancellor, and also most frequently asked questions, which will give you a lot more information than I'll be able to give you on this call. So I do refer you to that. This morning at 10 o'clock, I went over to the athletic facility and met with the student athletes. I wanted to do that myself out of respect for them, and I wanted to thank them for their courage, their character, and their patience during this process. I explained to them that the reason why this has taken so long is that I was not comfortable making a decision until every single possible option to the three issues we're facing was explored and then re-explored, including options that came to us at the last minute. I told them that no one wants to make such a decision as this. This does not make anyone happy at the university, but that there are times when institutions face issues that require difficult decisions that no one wants to have to make. I ended by telling them that I was very sorry for the fact that they had to experience this difficult time. And I also told them that though they may not feel like it right now, the university, every one of us at the university, was here for them 24/7 to help them with their transition, whether they're staying at Towson or moving to another institution, and that down the road, should they ever want to return to Towson or if they needed us in any way, that we would be there for them. I then turned the meeting over to Mike Waddell, who went over details with them about different counselors and different transfer people that could help them with whatever it is they're going to be doing next. That is where we are right now, and I'm open for questions.
And I'll just ask, this is Marina Cooper at Towson University, I'll just ask that you first state your media outlet and then your full name, and then we'll take your question.
Hey, Dr. Lusky, this is Childs Walker from the Baltimore Sun.
Yes, Childs.
I guess the first thing that springs to mind is that we heard from some influential alumni from Towson and also some regents who felt that this elimination could have been staved off with some relatively modest student fee increases. Was that an option that you looked at seriously? And why did that not end up being a possibility?
We looked at that option actually several times that they put forward. We looked at 13 options actually, and since then there have been even more. Yes, absolutely, we looked at that option, but it did not get us to where we needed to be in long-term financial stability or Title IX, or our ability to remain competitive. So it did not work. It did not work on all the levels. There were a number of options, and they're all listed in the materials that you have on the web, each one of them, and what it's all in the report, and why they didn't work. And believe me, if one of them had, we wouldn't be here now.
Hi, President Lesky. This is Chris Corman from the Baltimore Sun.
Yes, hi, Chris.
I was just wondering, obviously the Title IX numbers that were included in the first documentation were proven to not be totally correct, and the double counting wasn't there. What is the ultimate Title IX issue that you had to overcome? It never seemed to be clear why Towson was not compliant or near compliant and needed to take this drastic move.
Well, we have 62% female enrollment. It has been climbing over the years. Title IX requires that we support our female athletes at that percentage. We are at approximately 53.7, I believe, close to that. It's all in the report. And that is too far away for compliance for us. We have to make an adjustment at this time. And so this brings us within 2%, very, very close, and allows us a little bit of room for the growth we're expecting to continue to have in female athletes and female enrollment at the university. So we have been creeping over the last number of years, 7 or 8 years, we have been creeping further and further away from the support of our female athletes in relationship to the number of females we have enrolled at the university.
Thank you.
President Lusky, this is Christy Aletto with WJZ.
Hello, Christy.
Hi. So wasn't there a stadium that was just built for the baseball team not too long ago? What happens with that facility? What happens with all of those facilities that were originally being used by those men's teams that are no longer going to be there?
Well, the soccer field will be used for women's soccer, so that is not an issue. Approximately 15 years ago, there was a donation to renovate the baseball stadium. And but since then, there have been no renovations. And so the naming of that, this is always the case in a university, if something that has been named is discontinued for some reason, then the donor has the ability to determine where they would like that name to go after that. And we are discussing that with the donor now.
Dr. Leschke, this is Childs from the Sun again. I was curious when you met with the athletes this morning. Did any of them offer an immediate response to the announcement? And if so, could you give us a sense of what that was?
The young men were incredibly respectful, clearly deeply sad, as was I. But I could not have asked for more respect from them as I was telling them this really difficult news.
This is Christy Aletto again with WJZ. Do you think this will deter certain athletes that might have played tennis or any of those other baseball sports from coming to your school in the future?
Well, if you want to play baseball and men's soccer, you can't do that here now. So, yes, in terms of that. We're adding men's tennis, so that is... and the reason for that is we need 6 teams. Again, all of this is explained in the report and the most frequently asked questions. But I don't think it's going to deter any other athletes from coming here.